6 o'clock on a Friday night. Today is the 4th? I think it's the 4th. No, today's the 4th, correct?
Yes, today's the 4th.
The 4th of April, and it's the 45th annual alumni reunion here at WONY. My name is Neely B., and you're listening to the original, the one, the only Lullaby of Broadway. Please join me. That's it. But you have to be able to hear it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I have headphones here, so.
Come on along and listen. What happened to the monitor? The lullaby. Why is the monitor not playing? The Amberay and Valley Hope. The lullaby of Broadway. The rumble of a subway train. The rattle of a taxi. Is that loud enough, by the way? Is it potted up high enough? Angelo's and Maxie's when a Broadway babe says goodnight. I'm talking at the end of this song. Lullaby of Broadway, a WONY classic. I was telling some friends that this year, Lullaby of Broadway began as a regularly scheduled show here at WONY 50 years ago. It's a little spooky that I can do things that are 50 years ago, but I guess it's time. Anyway, welcome everybody who's listening to Lullaby of Broadway and to Alumni Weekend 2025. My name is Neely B., your host for the next hour. I'm going to do things a little bit different than you'd expect. I'm going to be touching base probably on Broadway musicals from my era. I'm not going to be doing a lot of the new modern musicals. I only have an hour. I wanted to give everybody a taste of what it was like a zillion years ago when we first started the show. So please sit back, listen, enjoy yourselves, pour a glass of wine. It's a Friday afternoon. And listen to some of the best music on the planet.
Warmer than wine. It's warmer than wine. The taste of salt is summer brine. Steel is cold as moonlight. Steel is sharper than sight. Sharper than sight. The touch of bitter winter wine. Shout it out from the highest tower. Shout it out in the dark. As a Jesus, war is finer than spring. Service to Christ and to our King. Shout it out from the highest tower. Shout it out in the darkness. Power, Charlemagne, you lead us on to power.
Honey, an emergency room?
Oh, no, it's just a daydream of mine. A little development I dream of just off the interstate. Not fancy like Levittown. Just a little street in a little suburb, far, far from urban Skid Row. Oh, I dream about it all the time. Just me and the toaster and a sweet little guy. Like Seymour. A matchbox of our own. A fence of real chain link. A grill out on the patio. Dispose all in the sink. A washer and a dryer and an ironing machine. In a tractor that we share somewhere that's green. He rakes and trims the grass. He loves to mow and weed. I cook like Betty Crocker and I look like Donna Reed. There's plastic on the furniture to keep it neat and clean. And the pine saw father, he knows best. Our kids watch Howdy Doody as the sun sets in the west. A picture out of better homes and gardens magazine. I dream we'll go somewhere that's green.
Somewhere that's green. Ellen Green, the actress is named Ellen Green. She starred in the original cast recording as well as the movie for Little Shop of Horrors, one of my favorite songs. And we started this little mini set off from the second show, Broadway show I've ever seen, called Pippin. That's from the original cast recording back in 1977, I believe. I'm sorry, 1975. Starring the wonderful Ben Vereen, and song was called Glory. You're listening to WONY on an alumni weekend. My name is Neely B, or Neil Fryman, whichever you want to call me. Over the years, it seems to have morphed to Neely B. Back in 1974, I had the opportunity to get on the air here at WONY, and the best way to get on the air at the time was to have an alternative music radio show. And I realized there was no musical show based on musicals. There was everything you can even think of that existed then. There was no hip-hop and rap back in the early 70s. But there was a gap, and I tried doing this show and as a fill-in. It took off, got zillions of people calling and requesting music. And then 50 years ago, this semester, it was officially made a regular show for WONY. And I'm very blessed to say that, and very fortunate to say that this show lasted consecutively for 19 years, making it the longest-running college radio show in the nation at the time. And now we're back. I'm so excited. You have to excuse me if I get a little rambly. I'm excited to be on the air. I'm a little bit nervous. It's been a long time. It's really wonderful when you get a chance to come back to these reunions and see everybody who's just as passionate about the radio station and about being a participant in this wonderful weekend as I. And I'll thank some people a little bit later on in the show. One of my favorite musicals of all time, I guess one of the most popular musicals that ever existed, is West Side Story. G. Officer Krumke from West Side Story.
Hey, you!
Who, me, Officer Krumke?
Yeah, you! Give me one good reason for not dragging you down to the station house, you punk. Dear, dear, dear. Kindly Sergeant Krupke, you gotta understand, it's just our bringing up key that gets us out of hand. Our mothers all the junkies, our fathers all the drunks. Golly Moses, naturally we're punks. Officer Krupke, we're very upset. We never had the love that every child ought to get. We ain't no delinquents, we're misunderstood. Down inside us there is good, there is good,
there is good,
there is good, there is untapped good. Like inside, the worst of us is good.
Touching good story.
Oh, well, let me tell it to the world.
Just tell it to the judge.
Oh, yeah, judge, that's a good idea. Oh.
Dear kindly Judge Your Honor, my parents treat me rough with all their marijuana. They won't give me a puff. They didn't want to have me, but somehow I was had. Leaping lizards, that's why I'm so bad.
Right, Officer Krupke, you're really a square. This boy don't need a judge, he needs an analyst care. It's just his neurosis that ought to be coiped. He's psychologically distoyed.
I'm distoyed.
We're distoyed.
We're distoyed. We're the most distoyed. Like we're psychologically distoyed.
In the opinion of this court, this child is depraved on the account that he ain't had a normal home.
Hey! I'm depraved on account I'm deprived.
So take him to a head shrinker.
Oh, no.
Bye, buddy boy.
My father is a bastard. My ma's an SOB. My grandpa's always plastered. My grandma pushes tea. My sister wears a mustache. My brother wears a dress. Goodness gracious,
why I'm a mess.
Yes,
Officer Krupke, you're really a slob. This boy don't need a doctor, just a good honest job. Society's played him a terrible trick. And sociologically, he's sick.
I am sick.
We are sick.
We are sick.
We are sick, sick, sick. Like we're sociologically sick. Oh, yeah.
In my opinion, this child don't need to have his head shrunk at all. Juvenile delinquency is purely a social disease.
Hey! I got a social disease!
So take him to a social worker.
Social worker!
Dear kindly social worker, they say go earn a buck, like be a soda jerker, which means like be a schmuck. It's not I'm anti-social, I'm only anti-work. Corey Oski, that's why I'm a jerk.
Officer Krupke, you've done it again. Boy don't need a job, he needs a year in the pen. It ain't just a question of misunderstood. Down inside him, he's no good.
I'm no good.
We're no good.
We're no good.
We're no earthly good. Like the best of us, he's no damn good.
The trouble is he's crazy. The trouble is he drinks.
The trouble is he's lazy.
The trouble is he stinks. The trouble is he's growing.
The trouble is he's grown.
Social disease. G Officer Krupke, what are we to do? G Officer Krupke, Krupp you!
So you are leaving your home to join that hero of yours. But why won't you tell me where he is?
It is far, Papa, terribly far. He was arrested. He is in a settlement in Siberia.
Siberia? And he asked you to join him in that frozen wasteland and marry him there?
No, Papa, he did not ask me to go. I want to go.
What huddled baby.
But, Papa, how can I hope to make you understand why I do what I do? Why I must travel to a distant land, far from the home I love. Once I was happily content to be as I was, where I was, close to the people who are close to me. choice this is, wanting home, wanting him, closing my heart to every hope but his, leaving the home I love. There where my heart has settled long ago, I must go, I must go. Who could imagine I'd be wandering so far from the home I love? Yet there with my love I'm home.
Well, give him my regards, this Moses of yours. I always thought he was a good man. Tell him I rely on his honor to treat my daughter well. Tell him that.
Papa, God alone knows when we shall see each other again.
Then we will leave it in his hands.
There where my heart has settled long ago, I must go, I must go. Who could imagine I'd be wandering so far from the home I love. Yet there with my love I'm home.
From the original cast of Fiddler on the Roof, Far From the Home I Love. This is going to be corny. Andrew, don't laugh. You're going to find this. We sort of all feel that way when we leave here on Sunday after coming up for the reunions. We do. I was telling my engineer and friend Andrew, he graduates in 44 days. So in 44 days, he becomes one of us. He becomes Wohne alumni. For the rest of his life.
Yeah, for the rest of my life.
For the rest of your life.
Yeah.
You're listening to Lullaby of Broadway on WONY on an alumni weekend, the 45th alumni weekend. Can you believe it? It's 45 years we're doing these?
45 years. I cannot believe it. I mean, it's going to be 50 in 5 years. Like, you know?
Yeah, it's incredible. It's incredible. And you have people that are... We have people here from over 50 years ago till current alumni, you know, the new alum, what we call the new alumni, all mixed in. We had about 60 people this weekend. If you want to see the station and you want to come by and say hello to any of us, we're now located in the basement of the Student Union Building, beautiful new radio station they built for the school, to continue the wonderful viability and excitement that is WONY. I'm going to change it a little bit. Let's get things, for lack of a better term, maybe hopping a bit better. A couple of years ago, I had the opportunity, real quickly, to be in a makeshift play. A friend of mine has plays every summer. He has a dinner, people over for dinner. He hands them scripts. He has costumes. And he has a professional pianist. And we perform musicals. A couple of years ago, we performed, we did Damn Yankees. Anyway, Sit Down and You Rock in the Boat, one of my favorite songs from Guys and Dolls.
We will now have testimony from Brother Nicely Johnson.
It happened to me kind of funny.
Kind of funny?
Like a dream. That's it. Like a dream.
Tell us in your own words.
I dreamed last night I got on the boat to heaven, and by some chance I had brought my dice along, and there I stood and I hollered, "Someone fade me!" But the passengers, they knew right from wrong, for the people all said, "Sit down, sit down, you're rocking the boat." The people all said, "Sit down, sit down, you're rocking the boat." And the devil will drag you under by the sharp lapel of your checkered coat.
the boat.
I sailed away on that little boat to heaven, and by some chance found a bottle in my fist, and there I stood, nicely passing out the whiskey, but the passengers were bound to resist. For the people all said, beware, you're on a heavenly trip. People all said, beware.
People all said, beware.
Beware, you scuttle the ship. And the devil will drag you under. By the fence, tie around your wicked throat. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down. You're rocking the boat. And as I laughed at those passengers to heaven, a great big wave came and washed me overboard. And as I sank, and I hollered, someone save me. That's the moment I woke up. Thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord.
Nicely. And I said to myself, sit down.
Said to myself, sit down.
You're rocking the boat.
Sit down.
Said to myself, sit down.
Said to myself, sit down.
You're rocking the boat. And the devil will drag you
and
under.
Sit down, you're rocking the boat.
Sit down, you're rocking the boat. Goodbye, old girl. My old girl. When you awaken, I'll be gone. Can't tell you where I go, it isn't fair, I know, but trust in me and carry on. Goodbye, old friend, my old friend. There's something I must let you know. I haven't said it much, I guess I've lost my touch, but my old girl, I love you so. Now I know it hasn't all been rosy, we've had squabbling days when tears were brought about, but in a moment or two, we would boo and coo. And never even knew what we thought about. And now you're gone, has to go, but he'll come back to you. So sleep your sleep, old girl. Our love will keep, old girl, till then.
All right, cab's waiting.
Hey, did you? I don't believe this. Wow!
He'll come back to you again. So sleep your sleep, old girl. Our love won't keep, old girl. Till then. Goodbye, old girl. My old girl.
Goodbye, old girl, from the only musical that I was ever in college, Damn Yankees. And no, I didn't get a chance to sing that song. I was a baseball player, and it was strange. Andrew, we had to, at the time in the 70s, we all had long, really long hair.
Right.
But the musical takes place in the 50s, and it takes place, the team is the Washington Senators.
Okay.
So we all had baseball uniforms, and they had to cut our hair really short, like a short baseball haircut.
Yeah.
And it was so, it was so horrible.
I know, yeah. I couldn't really live with that.
I had to get rid of my beard and do everything. And all of a sudden, I had to look like I was in 1950.
Oh, my God.
Still, one of my favorite songs, Goodbye, Old Girl, from Damn Yankees. Moving forward, I got a chance to see. I've never seen a lot of musicals, especially in the early days. Couldn't afford it, but when we were on WONY at the time, we became a free air radio station back in the mid 70s, and we all had to go for our FCC license tests in New York City. So when I had a chance to go to the city to finally take my test, my friend and I, who had driven down to New York from the station, said, hey, let's go to TKTS, and that they existed then too, and get tickets for a Broadway show. I had no idea that this show was going to become the longest-running American musical in history, American musical, and also the longest-running revival in the history of Broadway in musicals, period. And the show was Chicago. The song that I'm going to play for you right now is sung by wonderful, wonderful, wonderful actor Joel Grey, who created the role and created this song, and nobody did it like him. Mr. Cellophane by Joel Grey from Chicago on WONY.
I'm the father. Papa. Dada. Did you hear me? No, you didn't hear me. That's the story of my life. Nobody ever knows I'm around. Nobody. Not even my parents noticed me. One day I went to school, and when I came home, they'd moved. If someone stood up in a crowd and raised his voice up way out loud and waved his arm and shook his leg, you'd notice him. If someone in the movie show yelled fire in the second row, this whole place is a powder keg, you'd notice him. And even without clucking like a hen, everyone gets noticed now and then. Unless, of course, that person it should be invisible, inconsequential me. Cellophane, Mr. Cellophane, should have been my name, Mr. Cellophane, 'cause you can look right through me, walk right by me, and never know I'm there. I tell you, cellophane, Mr. Cellophane, should have been my name, Mr. Cellophane, 'cause you can look right through me, walk right by me, and never know. Suppose you was a little cat residing in a person's flat who fed you fish and scratched your ears, you'd notice him. Suppose you was a woman wed and sleeping in a double bed beside one man for 7 years, you'd notice him.
A human being's made of more than air. With all that bulk, you're bound to see him there. Unless that human being next to you is unimpressive, undistinguished, you know who. Should have been my name, Mr. Cellophane, 'cause you can look right through me, walk right by me, and never know I'm there. I tell you, cellophane, Mr. Cellophane, should have been my name, Mr. Cellophane, 'cause you can look right through me, walk right by me, and never know. Hope I didn't take up too much of your time.
To play Barbara. I literally had to play Barbara. I don't even know what the heck's playing. You have to excuse me. I fumfer on the equipment after being a little bit rusty after not doing this for a year. That's why Andrew is here to help me through this.
Pretty much.
Listen, I just want to take a moment to thank Natalie Constanza and Dr. Bottomley, the wonderful faculty advisor to WONY. Natalie is our chairperson. We could not do this without her. She is incredible. Also, MJ and Laura from Alumni Engagement, they make this weekend so delightful and help us in so many ways. They nourish us. They help organize us. They're terrific. And in this year in particular, Andrew is included in this. I have to commend this year's executive board. They're unbelievable. And they're so enthusiastic. The students are so enthusiastic. Even last fall, we had the opportunity to have a WONY reunion in New York City, a gathering, which we're going to be doing on a regular basis because it was so much fun. And the entire executive board, along with Dr. Bottomley, came to New York City on a Saturday afternoon, left in the wee hours of the morning to be there and join us. And that was just... everyone was tickled pink. But they have, once again, they too have helped make this weekend, but it's extra special this year in particular. You're listening to WONY. I'm Neil Bruce Fryman, or Neely B. And this is the shortened alumni version of the original Lullaby of Broadway. Moving forward, I'm thinking maybe, yeah, anyone can whistle. Let's hear that. All I'd right. really like to.
Got it.
Lee Remick, Herbert Green, Anyone Can Whistle on WONY.
Anyone can whistle, that's what they say, easy. Anyone can whistle any old day, easy. It's all so simple, relax. Read Greek easy. I can slay a dragon any old week easy. What's hard is simple. What's natural comes hard. Maybe you could show me how to let go, lower my guard, learn to be free. Maybe if you whistle, whistle for me. Whistle any old day, easy. It's all so simple. Relax, let go, let fly. So someone tell me why can't I can dance a tango, I can read Greek easy. I can slay a dragon any old week easy. What's hard is simple. What's natural comes hard. Maybe you could show me how to let go, lower my guard, learn to be free. Maybe if you whistle, whistle for me.
Someone to hold you too close, someone to hurt you too deep, someone to sit in your chair to ruin your sleep.
That's true, but there's more than that.
Is that all you think there is to it?
You've got so many reasons for not being with someone, but Robert, you haven't one good reason for being alone.
Come on, you're onto something, Bobby. You're onto something.
Someone to need you too much. Someone to know you too well. Someone to pull you up short, to put you through hell.
You see what you look for, you know.
You're not a kid anymore, Robbie. I don't think you'll ever be a kid again, kiddo.
Hey, buddy, don't be afraid that it won't be perfect. The only thing to be afraid of, really, is that it won't be.
Don't stop now. Keep going.
Someone you have to let in. Someone whose feelings you spare. Someone who, like it or not, will want you to share a little, a lot.
But what does all that mean?
Robert, how do you know so much about it when you've never been there?
It's much better living it than looking at it, Robert.
Add him up, Bobby. Add him up.
Someone to crowd you with love. Someone to force you to care. Someone to make you come through. Who'll always be there, as frightened as you of being alive. Being alive.
Robert, and make a wish. Want something. Want something.
Somebody hold me too close. Somebody hurt me too deep. Somebody sit in my chair and ruin my sleep and make me aware of being somebody need me too much. Somebody know me too well. Somebody pull me up short and put me through hell and give me support for being alive. Make me alive. To care. Somebody make me come through. I'll always be there, as frightened as you, to help us survive. Being alive. Being alive. Being
ever get fixated on a song? We all do. You know, you hear a certain song and you walk, you get in the car and it doesn't get out of your head. That's actually, I don't even understand why and how, but Being Alive from Company is that song in the last couple of months for me. I just can't get it out of my head. I play it, I sing along with it. No one hears me sing along with it, or that's why I'm still alive. But it's just one of those songs. I absolutely love that song. You're listening to WONY. Like I said earlier, this is Lullaby of Broadway, an abbreviated version. I've only got about 10 minutes left. I can't believe it, and I have to wait till next year. God willing that I'll be here. But over the last 45 years, many of my friends from WONY are people that I met at the reunions. These are people that I didn't go to school with. One of them in particular is my really close friend, Marshall Corey, who unfortunately, due to some work responsibilities, had to stay home and couldn't be here. Another friend of ours, Kevin Wood, couldn't be here for similar reasons. And my very, very dear friend, my roommate, Dennis Handler, is hopefully listening on the West Coast. Logistically, he's too far away to come in for the reunions. But those of you who may remember, Dennis followed me for almost four years on the radio, and his radio show was a talk show that was prior to Howard Stern. It wasn't as irreverent as that, but it was a beautiful, sweet, wonderful talk show. He was the first of its kind on WONY, so shout out to my good buddy Dennis. Before I forget, if anyone is doing one of these shows, the time flies by so disgustingly fast, it's unbelievable. Let's get back to the music, Andrew. We only have a few minutes left.
All right, you got it.
Thank you, my friend.
In Glockamora, where we come from, there is an old legend. You'll never grow old, and you'll never grow poor, if you look to the rainbow beyond the next moor.
Well, that's a lovely legend. I wonder who thought it up.
My father. On the day I was born, said my father, said he, I've an elegant legacy waiting for ye. 'Tis a rhyme for your lip and a song for your heart to sing it whenever the world falls apart. Look, look, look to the rainbow. Follow it over the hill and stream. And I'll search all the earth, and I'll scan all the skies, till I find it at last in my own true love's eyes. Look, look, look to the rainbow. Follow it over the hill and the stream.
Follow the fellow who follows a dream. Follow the fellow. Follow the fellow.
Follow the fellow who follows a dream.
Gold on high, hear my prayer. In my need, you have always been there. He's young. Let him rest, heaven bless. Bring him home, bring him home, bring him home. He's like the sun I might have known. If God had granted me a son, the sun must die one by one. How soon they fly on and on. And I am old and will be gone. Bring him. is only a boy. You can take, you can get, let him be, let him live. If I die, let me die, let him be. My favorite song of all, Bring Him Home from Les Mis. That's one of those songs that I practice in the bathroom because it's got a nice echo. You can laugh, Andrew. It's okay. But it's one of those songs that I've used for auditions when I've sung. I just adore that song. My time is up, though, boys and girls and children of all nations. I unfortunately love this weekend and dread it because it goes by so fast. Please stay tuned for the rest of the weekend. It's going to be a wonderful weekend. My name is Neil Bruce Fryman, Neely B. You've been listening to The Lullaby of Broadway on WONY. Thank you so much for having me on. Thank you for listening. Hopefully we'll see you next year. And around campus this weekend. Take care.
Listening to
Radio
24 hours of
non-stop DJ. Only on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
Stay tuned for more great music.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account.